This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
We're here for the podcast, the last podcast of the week, because we've got a short week.
Ta-da!
Long weekend. Pretty exciting to have a long weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Been a minute.
Hello, sleep-ins.
This is the last one for the year, I believe.
We had a period of just a few random ones all scattered together.
Yeah, first 6 months of the year, very good.
Mm.
Also very good, by the way. Again, I like giving peeks into what's going on here at the station. We're currently in the midst of getting ready for a renovation here.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is cool. I've seen the plans for it. It looks pretty awesome. Have you? Neither of you have seen the actual plans yet.
I saw the old plans.
The new plans look much cooler because it's not just like a floor plan. Like there's actual mock-ups of what each room is going to look like.
Okay, I didn't see the mock-ups, but I saw the general floor plan, and I was like, this is pretty impressive.
Look, yeah. I trust the process. Well, everyone said it's good.
The floor plan has changed since the initial floor plan got sent out because we're no longer, you know how we're going to like sell half the building?
Mm.
We're not doing that anymore.
That's good.
Yeah, we're keeping everything.
Great.
So a bunch of stuff gets knocked down, new everything. That's cool. It's going to be fun for us off air.
We can be weird in the office and there's not a random other company in the middle of the office going, who are these people?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, you can dress in whatever fashion you want.
Which we never
happens
do
anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's why T-shirt and shorts today.
Yeah.
I can finally wear that, what's that? What's it called? The mankini from Borat.
The mankini.
Oh, no.
Like,
oh,
well. With like a tie though, so it's, you know, business. But the reason why I say the renovations is because there's all sorts of stuff that's been displaced at the moment. Our office has been gutted.
Yeah, I've relocated to another studio and I was like, this is great. It's like soundproof. No one's going to find me. I'm going to be so productive.
She doesn't want to be around us anymore.
No. Temporary.
I think that between the three of us, when we go into our office, when we plug in and we're doing our work, I think we're all quite conducive to each other's workflow because we all are like,
we get it.
We got to get in and out. You know, we got to get our stuff done.
We know what we're all doing.
It's everyone else, you know, and that's just office life.
That's fine. Right.
Yeah.
There's been some fun stuff that's been found though. There's like a pig sculpture. There's a pineapple.
I was looking at that. I kind of admire it. I kind of want to take it, but also
where's the pineapple?
It wouldn't fit in my tiny kitchen. What pineapple?
How small is your kitchen?
It's really small. You'll see it when I eventually invite you over.
Sure.
I thought you were going to say it doesn't fit your decor.
Oh, no, yeah. It fits the fairy paradise theme.
What?
I'd say it probably does. Anyway.
You'll see it when you see it.
The other fun thing that's been found is a magic eight ball, which Jules has right now.
I do.
You don't really think about the magic eight ball as being how good they are, how fun they are, just until you have one.
What a throwback.
What a
back
novelty.
To the time of the 2000s toys, where do you remember like a little Robo Dog and Furbies?
Yes, I had a Robo Dog.
Did you?
And a Furby.
We were like, this is the future, guys.
Must be very nice.
I was a loved child.
Evidently.
Do we have questions for the eight ball?
Would you like to ask the first one? I think you've got to hold it and shake it, otherwise it reads the individual holding.
Oh, right. I'll pass it over to you, Aaliyah. I already asked one question.
It goes by vibes and energies.
Mm.
Oh, what's a question I want to ask?
Mm.
I'm going to ask you about my weekend.
Oh, you're going to ask about your weekend?
I'm going to ask if it's going to be, you know.
Well, I've been very unwell for the last few days. So will I be well enough for the Jules weekend extravaganza? Don't count on it.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, Jules, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not coming to your birthday extravaganza.
We'll circle back around to the extravaganza and what that means in a second. All right, for me, will I have a good week? Just a generally exciting good
boring.
Week. Is that boring? Is it not specific enough?
I thought he was going to ask about the three-piece suit.
Yeah. I think that's the real question.
I have been thinking about buying a three-piece suit because I do have some events coming out that I need one for. All right.
Yes, yes.
Will I, Nicholas T. Fan, look good in a three-piece suit?
Middle name? Thomas?
Yeah.
Pterodactyl. No, pterodactyl starts with P. Tyrannosaurus.
But pterodactyl.
Thomas Erectyl.
Wow.
Will I look good in a three-piece suit? Here we go. As I see it, yes.
Wow.
There we go.
Prove it. Don't shake it. Damn it.
Damn it.
You have to do it again.
What's the second answer?
Will I look good in a three-piece suit? Here it goes. The second shake.
Pass it over to us.
It says cannot predict now. This is just science,
correct,
people.
Correct. Science.
The first
the
one said yes, and I trust that yes.
True. All right. Jules, what was your question?
I asked a very boring question with would I get out of work before 11 a.m.? And it said not likely. So it's a sad day.
not a sad weekend. You did mention the Jules extravaganza.
Yes.
Jules, what do you know about the Jules extravaganza?
So I know that it's a surprise, but not a surprise anymore party because I know about it.
How did you find out about it? I don't think it was me.
Peter ended up telling me.
Oh, okay.
I retract my apology. Because I'm not going to be there. It's been in the works for a minute now.
I know there's a group chat.
Yep. Is that how you found out? Did you see the group chat?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, I haven't been very good at replying in the group chat. I think I did the other day.
I know there's a bus. There's a party bus.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Okay.
No, I knew about that. Right. This is new to me that you know this much.
And I know we're going to wineries. Or some form of drinking place.
She knows about as much as I know.
It's also
an
Aaliyah extravaganza. Do you have to act surprised?
Should I add myself into the group chat?
It's pretty funny.
You'd be like, what up, bitches?
It'd be pretty funny if we thought we were messaging with your boyfriend, Peter, and it turns out you changed the nickname in the group chat and you'd plan your own. Pretty good. The Jules extravaganza tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm very excited because, it's the big 3-0. I know you are the big 3-0 already, but it's different.
The big dog.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, actually, how do you feel? Do you still feel?
First week in the books, really.
So old.
My back's aching.
Yeah. Can't get out of work by 11. Time's wasting away.
All right. Fading away. You know, there's less hours in the day in life. You know, if you think about it like that so deeply. Really, we've got less time to live, don't we?
Thank you for telling Nick and I what we have to look forward to.
Jules, tomorrow whilst we're on the bus, she's like, hey, having a good time, Jules? Yeah. She's like, no. Well, with what time I've got left, I suppose.
You're both 28?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
When's your birthday?
So young.
May the 4th.
Oh,
be with you.
March 22nd. 26th, rather.
Oh.
Very
soon. Are you an Aries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
He's a fire sign.
What does that mean?
Technically, he's fiery and feisty.
I have a birthday book.
Oh, you do?
I'll read your birthday.
Oh, yeah, true. Is that still in the office? That's something that has to be for the renovation.
Okay, that right there.
That will be saved. It's in my box already.
Can I actually have the eight ball back? Because I wanted to.
Oh, no.
Because I want to say, will I survive tomorrow, which is Jules' extravaganza? Because I've got a big day. Hang on.
What have you got on?
What else is there on?
Just
the
ask again later. Pointless. All right.
Later is now.
Because post the Jules extravaganza, I have dinner plans, which is fun. And then also
wink once if it's a date.
It's not a date. No, it is.
He was like, don't wink.
It's absolutely not a date. I don't think Dibber, Brando, Lewis and Mitch know it's a date.
It's a boy date.
It's a boy dinner.
I love that tick.
And then we're going out to for drinks and we're going to, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a new nightclub opening in town tomorrow night.
Stop it, really?
Yes, we're going to that later at night. Not right at the start because we think it might be. We're worried that it's going to be a problematic evening.
Oh.
It just feels like it could be a day of over the top indulgence. Right.
Did you pay to get your entry into it?
Did. Get a free drink with it, which is okay, apparently.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, actually, to be fair, I don't know if that is true. I just assumed that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't organize tickets. I was just like, here's my money entry.
Mm.
It's next to a gelato place, which was quite nice.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Monumental,
because
very nice. Yeah.
No, I gave you fake news. It's not monumental.
I live in the center of town. Mm. So I'm like, is this near me? Because I live above a bar already, a cocktail bar.
This is too much.
And last
for you.
Night was uni night. So, you know, being unwell, had to put the earplugs in.
Yeah.
Wasn't the greatest time. Are you going to be anywhere near me?
Maybe. I don't know. Don't know what the night entails. You'll know.
No, Cleor.
You'll hear me. You'll genuinely hear me because last time I was at that bar, I was talking to a girl about the show. And I was,
oh, that's funny.
I'll open my window and be like, shut up.
I was talking to a girl who was from Mackay and she's like, oh, I used to listen to the hit that show in Mackay. I was like, it wasn't me.
Wrong.
But yes, it could be a wild, wild time. Wild extravaganza. I think the extravaganza will be wild in of itself.
Are you going to watch the grand final?
Yeah, probably. I think that's the plan is because of what the Friday might entail. Saturday is a bit of a recovery day.
Yeah.
So we'll probably just go to one of the guys' houses and watch.
Nice.
Because no one's really too invested. None of the guys who have AFL fans have teams in it.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are just like, we're happy to just chill on the couch and hydrate, I guess.
Get your Hydralyte.
Who are you watching it? What's your go for it, Jules?
I'm going to Paddy's.
Oh.
Because apparently I have a thing going on.
The package.
The package.
That's
apparently.
Right. Package. She did mention the package.
It includes lunch and maybe a drink.
You'd hope that it includes one of the two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to a pub to watch.
Yes. A very expensive visit. No. So hopefully, apparently big screen there.
So if you're out, if you're in Albury and you're out at Saturday night at Paddy's, you'll see Jules. I assume you'll go through to the evening at Paddy's.
We shall see.
That's too close to where I live.
Paddy's is also too close to where you live?
Yeah. You need to move. We'll swap houses.
I actually would love to live where you
live. I love living where I live, though. Yeah, I can't help myself. Cool.
I reckon it's too close to work. I reckon you need to have mental time to check out. Or unless you walk.
No, because it's too dark in the morning and I'm a scared girl. I'm a scared girl. It must be a drive.
Right.
But also I think I've gotten used to like the 2-minute drive that now I don't think I could do like the 5-minute walk.
Yeah. What a luxury. Because back in your day, back in Melbs.
Yep. Back in the big smoke, it was a 40-minute drive on a good day.
What a hike.
But could be an hour and a half on a bad day.
And then you'll be complaining about the 2-minute drive very soon.
Oh, wow. God, it was two and a half today. Could you imagine that?
Gosh.
Well,
caught a green light. Actually, to be fair, the lights.
Caught a green light.
Yeah. And I waited for some reason.
The lights in the center of town are actually absurdly long, in my opinion.
Not that early in the morning, though.
No, I suppose that's true. But the ones in the center of town are it's like the 4-way intersection. So when the pedestrians are allowed to cross, it's like a 30-second timer, and everyone's waiting. I'm like, this is chaotic.
The thing that freaks me out is like when the lanes just turn into, we now turn right, but we can't do a U-turn. So I've lost my chance to merge into the left lane.
Oh, actually, here's one for you. Because we technically live in New South Wales.
Yes.
Mm. It's just it is. But in Victoria, because I see a lot of signs in New South Wales where it goes, hey, you know, it's illegal to do U-turns.
Yeah. For your life in Victoria.
Well, that's what I thought, right? Because I don't remember growing up with that being a rule.
So I can't remember who drove around Albury. But someone was telling me they got pulled up by the police for doing a U-turn. And I was like, this is a thing.
Oh, no, that's scary.
So don't do it. Just go all around the block.
I need to learn how to New South Wales drive because I'm not accustomed to the rules.
Mm.
All right, that's the podcast. Would we like to ask one more question before we leave? It's too hard to put everyone's hands in, but all right.
I'm too sure.
One communal question
we need to know.
Will we get into our newly renovated office promptly?
Yeah.
Will the renovations take 5 weeks?
Run to time.
I look at the architect / whoever the person, what are they? Contractor.
Yeah.
Sure.
Currently through the window.
I think it's supposed to take 2 weeks.
The demolition's meant to take two weeks.
Will the renovations take 2 weeks? Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, the thing disappeared.
We didn't like the
answer,
didn't
it take 2 weeks? No, it just didn't show up. It says ask again later. Stuck on ask again later. All right, there we go. That's the podcast. We'll ask on Monday. Figure out how it's all going. Have a good long weekend, everyone. Stay safe. I hope your team gets up. Or not, whatever.
Bye.
It depends. Big news this week, Jules. Dan Andrews, the now former Premier of Victoria, has stood down as of 5 o'clock yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's retired from the role.
Passed on the baton.
He's passed it on to Jacinta Allen, who's someone we don't know, but someone that might be able to explain who the new Premier is. And what her deal is James Lake from the newsroom. Good morning, James.
Very good morning again, guys. Yeah, this time we spoke yesterday, didn't really have a clue exactly what was going to happen. Was it going to be an easy baton passing for Jacinta Allen? It's funny we use that pun considering the Common Games aren't happening. there was also the prospect that there was going to be a bit of tension on Spring Street with the Transport Minister, Ben Carroll, also putting his hand up for the top job. But it turns out it was all peace and handshakes. And Jacinta Allen sworn in last night as the 49th Premier of Victoria.
What do we know about her, James?
What do we know? Well, yeah. She's a country girl, Bendigo born and bred.
Yeah, all right.
She came to state politics in 1999. She's bang on 50 years old and she's a mother of 2 kids. So that rounds out Jacinta Allen. She's had some major roles since she has been in Parliament, mainly looking after public transport for Victoria. So if you love it or hate it, she's probably been responsible, as well as she was in charge of the Commonwealth Games until that was canned. So she kind of knows how to run some big things, maybe well, maybe not so well. I'm not supposed to pass judgment as a journalist. We'll just have to see how she performs and judge her on that.
Do you think that because she's from Bendigo and obviously her involvement with the Comm Games, there was talk that even though the Comm Games were cancelled, that they would still get the infrastructure? Bendigo was promised a lot.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be any pressure on her to deliver to her own community from back in the day, even though it looks like, you know, to cover off debt, they might not?
I think there will be a lot of pressure to still deliver on, you know, those bits of infrastructure, particularly around housing. And there was going to be a huge increase in housing, obviously, first of all, to put athletes and officials in.
Yeah.
And then that would be opened up to the public, whether it was sold or social housing. And Jacinta Allen actually said yesterday that one of her first priorities now as the Premier is to help solve the housing crisis in Victoria. Okay. So we can assume and hope that also means then sticking to the pledges of increasing the housing supply, especially in regional areas that were promised a lot for the Comm Games.
She's had a few pieces to pick up, I suppose, now from moving forward post-long weekend. Hopefully she keeps all that going around. But in terms of Dan's departure, James, what was the vibe like? Because we heard there was potentially scenes around the CBD and the comparisons between Gladys being booted and now Dan.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be parades in the street and, you know, similar to scenes that we've might have seen of black and white photos of when the war ended and people are out partying, throwing hats around, but not really like that at all last night. We had predictions of about 5,000 people outside State Parliament, but in the end, it was only about 600 there. They were doing some singing and dancing. They had beers. They were cheersing each other. Obviously, they got on the beers for Dan. And they had a minute's silence for what they said was the victims of the vaccine. So it got a little bit political. And but anyway, people had their say and they had their farewell.
Shocking that the departure of a politician effectively got political, but I suppose it's to be expected part of it. All right, look, it'll be interesting to sort of keep up with Jacinta Allen over the next coming weeks, month and years ahead. James Lake from the newsroom filling us in on the departure of Dan and the welcoming in of the 49th Premier of Victoria. Thanks for your time this morning, James.
Always a pleasure to chat.
And I said before, look, this next story might change your life. It might not. And that's the sort of the risk that we run here on the show. You can't please everyone, but this story pleased me, Jules.
Okay. This was life-changing for you?
Honestly, it really was. This morning when I came in and I saw another update on all these news sites that we look at from Greece, I thought, oh, I'm sick of hearing about people's Euro summer. Sorry, Jules.
Yeah, look, I get it. I even knew while I was doing it. Self-indulgent. What's happening to Greece, though? Because last time I checked, it was on fire. Then it wasn't. Then we're all good.
You didn't actually go to Greece, did you?
No.
No, you missed out. Oh, well, probably because it was on fire.
Probably.
You missed out on this, though. A flock of sheep has been discovered in Greece grazing on a massive cannabis plantation near the town of Almeros. Over in Greece.
Oh, my God. How did they just casually stroll into that?
Someone left a gate open and all of a sudden these sheep are having the time of their life.
Smoke weed every day.
A shepherd allegedly noticed peculiar behaviour in the sheep. As in they came back from somewhere, like when he was looking after his flock and they were acting. I don't know what normal sheep behaviour is, but they were, I guess,
standing around.
I guess they got the munchies. They maybe were snacking on. They had some corn chips.
Forget the grass. Let's bring some more things out.
Their eyes were red, and they were obviously laughing at really fun. They were laughing at old episodes of The Simpsons and thought this is the best thing in the world.
So they say. What happens?
The thing is. Sorry, guys.
Calm down. Did that with crossing lights?
I mean, they're a bit boisterous, obviously. And it's actually a really, it's an awful thing to have had happened, apparently, because obviously, we don't want to drug animals. I think legally we need to say that.
The sheep are just not focused, I suppose.
They're not going to pass drug tests, so they're going to fail. They're not going to be able to join the police force in Greece because of that.
The poor things. That's what they aspire to every day. When I get out of this paddock, I know what I'm going to do with my life.
If they're driving home from the pub and if they get drug tested, good luck. They're going to lose their licenses, these sheep. It's unfortunate. But obviously, so it's bad for the sheep. It's bad for the farmers as well, though, because they've lost about a 100-kilogram crop of weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, 100 kilograms is a lot. It's a lot. I mean, I don't know exactly.
Sounds like a lot.
I don't want to speculate on cost per gram necessarily. I'm sure the sheep could probably fill us in on that one there. But the farmers are really upset because they're like, oh,
Oop, don't know what that is.
That's them enjoying their time.
they've made their way into the guitar studio. They're jamming. These guys are having the times of their life.
Smoke weed every day.
Big weekend ahead for Victoria.
Mm.
Big weekend ahead for Collingwood Magpie fans.
Yes.
And for Brisbane Lion fans. With the AFL Grand Final kicking off on Saturday, the end of the AFL season, who is going to win? You have to wait traditionally until the day of the game.
Of course.
Well, actually, the end of the game, generally speaking. We don't have that.
Siren sounds.
We're looking for an inside lane to find out what might be going on Saturday. So therefore, we're joined by Rose Smith, psychic, astrologer, and owner of Absolute Soul Secrets. You can find them on YouTube and Facebook to find out and see what Rose is up to. She joins us now. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Rose. Oh, look, it's the question on everyone's lips. Who is going to be winning the grand final? Huge Collingwood fans out there in Victoria. Then there's people that might just be barracking on the other side because it's not Collingwood. But we need to know who's going to be winning it and how do you know?
And have you seen something?
Well, I must pre-warn you, I don't know anything about sport. I understand this is football that you're talking about.
It is. And honestly, I think it's good that you don't know.
Yes, she hasn't got anything influencing her.
You can't be led either way.
That's right.
No. So somebody asked me the question and saw the colour. This is black and white. Mm. But that's a bit confusing because isn't it Crows? Isn't the team called Crows?
The Collingwood Magpies, they are black and white.
Oh, right. Well, who is it that says go the Crows? Maybe that's another state.
That's Adelaide.
That would be the Crows fans, I would imagine.
The wrong bird.
Oh, well, if black and white reached out, that's it's quite on the nose, actually, Rose, because that is the only two colours.
It's on the beak.
It certainly is.
Black and white are the ones that are going to win.
Oh, my goodness. Do we know by how much, Rose? Can you tell us that?
I see a black and white bird flying high and, well, fairly high. I mean, it's not up in space or anything. I don't think it's close, put it that way. I don't think it's like a hairline.
Oh, so the height of the bird says the margin. So
I'm guessing that. Nobody's ever asked me that question before.
No, that's fair. There's a couple of goal difference in there, it would sound like. Mm. Looking into Saturday, is there anything else that is sort of reaching out to you that could be of note for the game and for people who are watching along at home?
So you said it's on Saturday, is it?
Correct, yes.
Yes. So we've got the super moon in Aries in 2 days' time, so that's Friday. They're going to be influenced by the full moon.
Okay.
And the colours, of course, the moon looks white in the sky, and also the moon looks after the subconscious, which is generally thought of as being as black because it's hidden, all this hidden stuff. Yeah, so I think there's going to be a fair bit of turbulence, and that's going to push the magpies along in their flight of fancy. So, sorry, what was your question? I'm going off with the moon.
It's just interesting to know what else has sort of been reaching out to you.
Mm.
This is probably more of a question from being a psychic astrologer standpoint. How does, when you sort of do get these inklings, premonitions, vibes, I don't know exactly how you describe
them. Colours, maybe.
Do they manifest them to yourself as colours, or like how does that communication happen to you?
Yeah, sometimes, generally I close my eyes and it's just like watching a film.
Oh.
But when it's really strong, like now, it's really strong, I don't even have to close my eyes. So I saw the moon. And I know that there's a super moon. It's the biggest full moon, super moon of the year, and it's the closest to the Earth, and that's on Friday. And so I know that's going to be very influential for everybody, but especially Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn.
Well, potentially any players that have those star signs will be kept up by the supermoon. Maybe that creates the turbulence on the field. Maybe they're not willing or able to play as well as they could be.
Well, there is some turbulence because I can see the birds madly flapping their wings in a stiff breeze.
Hmm.
So breezes are all about change. That's like changing your mind, or the winds of change. So who has the cup now? Who actually is the leading or the winning?
Well, Geelong won last year. They weren't making the grand final this year.
Right. Okay.
That's the Cats.
Oh, that's the Cats, is it?
And is there anything to be said about, because they are playing the Brisbane Lions against, we had a big Cat win last year, and do we see a loss this year? Is there anything in the mascots?
Oh, okay. Well, it's interesting. It's a feline theme, isn't it?
Mm. Traditionally, there is a lot of bird-cat matchups, actually. So the age-old, you know, animal battle,
I suppose.
They
need to come up with new ones. Maybe Tasmania, as they join the league in a few years' time, they'll come up with something different.
Very possible. Yep. Rose, thank you very much for your time this morning. We're speaking right now with Rose Smith, psychic, astrologer, and owner of Absolute Soul Secrets. You can find them on YouTube and Facebook to see what's going on over there and stay up to date with everything. Rose, thank you very much for your insight. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.